Justice for Grenfell, safety for all. Young Londoners with a life ahead of them, of study, work, love, ups and downs, trips to the coast and just sitting in parks with those they care about. All gone because the family home they lived in was refurbished on the cheap. We now have to build a movement across the country to get sprinklers and alarms fitted in all the 4,000 tower blocks that do not have them. Build all the genuinely affordable homes needed to solve the housing crisis. Call for rent strikes where landlords cannot guarantee safety or provide the information to allow tower block dwellers to sleep easy. I have lived most of my life in tower blocks. They can be decent places to live, but now many are death traps. This must end. Now. Steve Nally, Oval, South London. My grandfather was civil defense officer for Jarrow in World War II. Jarrow was one of the first towns to be bombed. No one had planned for survivors. Granddad was faced with people who were bombed out. They were homeless, and they had lost everything. Granddad sent someone on a bicycle to all the local estate agents with instructions to collect all the keys to vacant houses. He dished out the keys to homeless people. Granddad ordered Woolworths to open on Sunday morning. All the bombed out people could have anything they needed. Woolworths sent the bill to the council. Granddad had all the people bombed out on Friday night rehoused and re-equipped by Sunday lunchtime. People came from London the following week, saw what Granddad had done, and approved it. They made it standard practice. Surprising really that in 2017 the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea cannot do as well as my granddad did in 1939. Of course, my granddad was a socialist. Charles James Portugal. The old saying a lie can travel halfway around the world before truth can get its boots on is inadequate to describe the lies about the achievements of the militant-led Liverpool Council in the 1980s. This is because the lies originated in the labor movement, Neil Kinnock's infamous speech at Labour Party conference in 1985. I was a constituency Labour Party delegate and vividly remember its reception. Immediate applause from those pre-warned. Disbelief and confusion from those not expecting treachery from the leader of the Labour Party. In the 30 years since, that lie has completed many world tours, but just occasionally truth catches up. In The Guardian on the 15th of June, a Simon Jenkins article about Grenfell Tower stated, in the 1980s Liverpool's militant movement asked Everton's inhabitants what should be done with their towers. The reply was pull them down, and give us back the streets. It was done. John Merrill, Leicester.